Now we have to Simon Reish Nun Gimel Sin Gimel. Also a very important, relevant halacha. Hamashkin Babeitia, Viroshi Dichota Pshilei, Viore Pen Yagdiach Yeseya, Yochin Rehosir, Ulamia Agdeo Vishono Rikonis, Alpia Kiro, Vioz Yosim Agdeo Shatapshil Biseho, Al Gabe Agdeo Rikonis. Suppose he takes notice of the fact that there is too much heat under the pot and it will become burned if he lets it stay like that. But he doesn't want to take off the pot. He doesn't want to take off the pot now because he still wants it to be cooked a little more, but he can't leave it like this on the stove because it will become burned. So there is an eitzim. In other words, if the tapshir that is in the pot so is already in his bashel kol tzorchei, so then there is no shaila of bishul, of an iser of bishul. So then he can put on the stove, on the kirov, he can put an empty pot, without any tapshil, anything in it, empty completely, completely empty. And then on top of that pot, so he'll put the other pot that was already, that in the tapshil in which was already in his bashel kol tzorchei, and he wants it to stay on the fire, but not to be heated so much, because then it will become burned. So the Mechaber says, "V'izoyer shelo yosim v'rosi al gabi karke v'shetir isachas." Because, in other words, he has to be careful when he takes off the pot with the tapshil. He shouldn't put it even for one moment on the floor, on the counter, on the table, because if he puts it for 1 second on the floor, on the counter, on the table, then he will not be allowed to put this pot on top of the empty pot, because the empty pot is like a blech. So that makes it gor vikoto. Now chazore is muter if the kiro is gor vikoto, provided that he didn't put the pot al gabi karake. But if he puts the pot al gabi karake, then even though the kiro is gor vikoto, he's not allowed to put it back. It's not because it's merzik, then it's considered like an isine chadosha, not like chazore, but like an isine chadosha. So mele, it's also the rabbonon because of merze kimivashir. But so in other words, so from this mechaber, it's mashma that when you put one tap on top of the other part, so then it has the din of gor vikoto. So the first part that stands on the fire is like a blech. What difference does it make whether it's a blech or it's a pot? So mele, the other pot is placed upon the blech, so it's goro vikotum. But even the kiro that is goro vikotum, so if he nichel gabi karko, he's not allowed to put back the pot on the blech, because then it's considered like misin chadosho, not an ordinary chazore. So that's how it's mashma. That's how it's mashma from the chaber. And then the Rambam says, in other words, so he says, this is the Mechaber Mishitose, because the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Ran's Kule. So according to the Mechaber, so the din is that once he puts it al Gabi Karake, then he, under all circumstances, it's also to put back the pot. Even though it's Goro Vikotum, because then it's Nisina Chadosho. But the Ran Shite is that when is it considered a Nisina Chadosho if he didn't stand the whole Binashmoshes on the blech? But if the Tapshil was standing the whole Binashmoshes till an hour and a half, let's say, after Shkia, it was standing on the blech, then he took it off, even though he put it on the table for many hours, as long as there is no shaila of bishul, let's say it's idova gush, not idova lach, he is allowed to put it back on the blech, because inasmuch as it was standing on the stove, the whole binashmoshes, so that means when the Shabbos began, it was on the stove. So no matter how many hours intervened between the time he took it off And the time he puts it back, it's still not considered in the Sinai Chadosho. It's considered the Chazor. So that's why he says, Uchvon is boyo sheliyagim hokil afinos no gabi karke. So we do not have to be machmir, like the Mechaber who says, v'yizoyo shel yosim diras al gabi karke. So the Ramo says, if there is a tzerech, so then we, even if he placed the gder al gabi karke, he's still allowed to put it back. But anyway, so it appears from the Mechaber and the Ramo, that when you put one part on top of the other part, so it's like Goro Bikotum, not anymore. However, from in Sifei, the Mechaber says, Muta Losi is al Pigderas Chamin Bishabes, Tafshil, Shen Izbashil Merav Shabes Kol Tzorche, Kim Padish V'chayetze Ben, V'chamimon, V'fishin Dera Bishol Bikach. So in other words, suppose you have a one Tafshil, that he was already in Izbashil Kol Tzorche, he's already in Izbashil Kol Tzorche, and so you are allowed to put it on top of another part, even though it was, it's certainly like Nosne al Gabi Karake, it was never on the stove, I mean, on Shabbos. That part was cooked before Shabbos. So why? Because it's not there official. So we see that when one puts one part on top of the other part, it's much more than Gor Vikotom. Because Goro Vikotum, so in Nisina Chadosho is also here. It's in Nisina Chadosho. You're allowed to warm up one part that was Nispashel Kol Tzorchei by placing it on top of another part. But it's in Nisina Chadosho. So we see that one part on top of the other part is more than Goro Vikotum. And you're allowed to put it even though it's in Nisina Chadosho. But here he says that the only reason is why you can put it on the other part, that is Rikonis, is because is only in the case where he didn't place the part al Gabi Karake. So in other words, it only has the din of Gor Vikotum, not more than Gor Vikotum. So there are all kinds of terutzim, but the best teretz, I mean, and certainly the true pshat in that Mechaber, is the one given by the Primigodim, by the Neir Migodim. He says there is a difference between the case discussed in Siv Gimel, where the part that is placed on top of the stove is empty, and the part and the case discussed in Sifei, where one part is placed upon the other part, but the other part also has a tafshil in it. So in other words, in the case of Sifei, so there the part that stands on the stove has a tafshil in it. So Mimela, when you put another part on top of a part that has something that is nisbashel in it, so it's not the rabishel bikach, so it's more than Gor Vikotom. So as long as the upper part is already in nisbashel kol tzorchei, there is no shayla of bishel, you're allowed to put it, even though it's in the Sinai Chadosho. Even though, because it's not the rabishel bikach. It's not the rabishel bikach, so it's not considered that he's placing the upper part on the kiro. It is just like placing a part that was nisbashel kol tzorchei near a miduro. But the heat of the miduro is so much that it still reaches and it warms up the part. So then it is more muter. Nisino Chadosho is only osea on the kiro itself, but Kineged Amiduro in Nisino Chadosho, as long as there is no shaile of bishul, so is muter. So Mimele, if you put one part on top of another part, and the other part also has a tafshil, so Mimele, the upper part is considered as if it isn't placed on the kiro, but as if it is placed near the kiro, and there is so much heat emanating from the kiro, that it still warms up, then you're allowed, because the whole Iser of Nisino Chadosho, that is also Mitzad Merzek Mevashir, is only when you put it on top of the Kiro itself, but near the Kiro, so then that Iser of Nisino Chadosho doesn't apply. So Memele, when you put one part on top of another part that has a tafshil, so the upper part is considered as if it isn't placed on the Kiro. So it's muter. Mashinkin here, he discusses the case where he puts one part on top of an empty part the empty part is like a blech. So it's a blech with walls. What difference does it make? So it's a high blech. So mimele, it's only as a din of gol v'kotum. If it's only as a din of gol v'kotum, so then he has to be careful, shal yosem d'rosi al gabi karke, because if once he puts the part al gabi karke, so then it's considered like nesino chadosho, and nesino chadosho is osa to and the kiro itself, even though it is gol v'kotum.